public. We do have a few members of the public here. We'll go ahead and let you speak. We do limit you to 3 minutes or less. Jaylene, do you mind timing? If you wouldn't mind stating your name for us.
Oh, Aaron Ritchie. I'm here to express some displeasure and from some of the community, which other people want to be here, but your days have been off because of the holidays and things like that, so a lot of people really wanted to come here early, but it was a little bit confusing. But the point being, it's the transgender book club. So to list a transgender book club for children between the ages of 14 and 18 on the library website is by definition promoting the transgenderism. To promote transgenderism in our children is disturbing and I believe outside the purview of the public library. While the attacks on our children, telling them to disregard their parents, the world is ending in 12 years because of global warming, you're an oppressor or oppressed, law enforcement is evil, and now you can be whatever sex you want. Look at the transgender mass shootings, lawsuits, and other things coming out and exposing how they were manipulated as children. What is next? Books on bestiality? Pedophilia? Remember, it's all about how we feel. The mental health issues aren't necessarily with the children. It is with those that promote this. Virtual signaling is killing our children. I speak as a parent, a grandparent, a youth sports coach for many years, and a past school board director. Please, just leave our kids alone.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have any other members of the public that would speak?
Sure. I'm Linda Johnson, and I appreciate all of the opportunities there are at the library, including ones that are build for anybody who wants a safe place to come, which that was how I had seen that club, is that it's meant to be a safe place for people to come and talk about things, not something that necessarily promotes it. But I can, you know, understand different points of view. However, I like that the library is a safe place where people can come even if they don't have a home, because I've noticed that the library does really make an effort to provide opportunities that people don't have places, other places where they can go for either things like making onigiri, which I think is great, or the maker space and all of the opportunities provided there, as well as a great place to get books, whether physical or virtual. So I do like that the library has all those things. I would like to see, I'm not sure that I've seen this. I haven't taken my kids to story time since they're getting a little bit older, but I know a lot of libraries have like movement exercises and activities, and I'm not sure that I've seen any sort of like yoga or other things, and that might be something fun to include, as I know those who've gone to the city council meeting have seen that, like with the rec center limited. I'd just love to see some, I don't know, places where people can go for movement and other types of activities. And I think we could tie that into reading somehow, or music, culture, things like that, as well as one thing North Logan Library does that I really like doing with my kids is a culture club, where every month they make a food from that culture and they show different videos and talk about things like that and do a craft activity with kids. So I love all of the things that you guys are doing and the direction that you're going in. Just want to continue to share opportunities. And I won't be able to stay very long because my kids are here right now. I don't want to leave them unattended for very long, even though they're not super little.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you for your comment. Do we have any other members of the public that would like to speak?
Sure. I'll just really quickly. I just was wondering if you could address the issues of the minors in your new club that you're starting. And maybe you already did, I don't know. So, with the LGBT, I just want to know about minors. Because something I got said 14 to 18, and another one said 18. So I just wanted to know about how you're dealing with it. So, do I ask that now or what?
As far as what ages it's?
How do you deal?
To?
Is it open to 14 to 18 year olds?
Yeah. There's two groups, one for teens, one for adults.
Okay, so I have issues with that because they're minors, and are you going to ask for parental permission to go into that space? Are parents allowed in that space? I just don't know.
Address these now, or would you rather do it?
I can send you an email if you have left your information on the sign-in sheet. I can follow up with that. This isn't technically a Q&A of the meeting.
Sorry, I have never been here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Understandable. I can send you a follow-up email.
Okay, thank you, sir. I've got that phone number
now. Are there any other members of the public? Okay. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for your comments. We do appreciate the engagement with the public. We'll bring it back to council now. And just a reminder, even though this kind of feels like an informal